父神，我们感谢你，我们相信你会赐恩给那些饥渴慕义的人，因此我们现在愿意带着一个饥渴慕义的心来到你的面前，求主的应许成就在我们身上，这一堂里面你所要给我们的我们都能得着，是我们一生能享用不尽。我们感谢主，你的话语不但是我们脚前的灯，是我们路上的光，你的话语也是我们心里的欢喜快乐。哦，我们的主，我们谢谢你给我们这样宝贝的启示。我们求主这一堂加添讲的听的力量，我们等候在你的面前，这样祷告奉主耶稣的圣名，阿们。我们今天早上讲到撒旦对于约伯的第一次攻击。
This morning we talk about Satan's first attack to Job.
约伯怎么样靠着主的恩典得胜。
How Job won the victory depend on God.
我们现在来读约伯记第二章第一节到第六节。
Now we'd like to read together chapter 2 verse 1 through 6.
约伯记第二章第一节到第六节。又有一天，神的众子来侍立在耶和华面前，撒旦也来在其中。耶和华问撒旦说：你从哪里来？撒旦回答说：我从地上走来走去，往返而来。耶和华问撒旦说：你曾用心查看我的仆人约伯没有？地上再没有人向他完全正直，敬畏神，远离恶事。你虽激动我攻击他，无故的毁灭他，他仍然持守他的纯正。撒旦回答耶和华说：人以皮代皮，情愿舍弃一切所有的，保全性命，你且伸手伤他的骨头和他的肉，他必当面弃掉你。耶和华对撒旦说：他在你手中，只要存留他的性命。于是撒旦从耶和华面前退去，击打约伯，使他从脚掌到头顶掌都疮。我们去练这里。那我们晓得在约伯记里面有一个很清楚的启示，就是宇宙之间有一个众善的仇敌，就是魔鬼。
There is a very clear revelation in the book of Job. There is one enemy in this universe, which is Satan.
这一个撒旦的名字第一次出现就是在约伯记里。
The name of Satan appeared for the first time in the book of Job.
这个撒旦的性格在这里也有很清楚的启示。
There's also a very clear revelation of his personality.
我们看见他的凶残，借着他攻击约伯表现的无疑。
The way he treated Job was very cruel.
当神稍微允许他的时候，他能够就把神所允许他的完全的使用的干净。
When the Lord gave him permission, and he will use all the permission from the Lord and destroy.
就好像有一些顽童，你给他多少钱，他回来一分钱也不剩。
Just like a playboy, he will spend every penny you give him.
神说，凡他一切所有的都给你，你看见他就把约伯所有的一下子都完全夺去了。
The Lord said, all his possession, you can take it away, and he took as he said.
这些的损失，这些的死亡，对于他觉得毫不动心。
All this loss and the death of everything really doesn't move his heart.
所以在这里看见这世界上这么多凄惨、悲惨的事，那这在撒旦的眼中，觉得一幕一幕、一连一连的发生，他是无动于衷的。
That's why we see so many cruel things happening in this world. To Satan, he is never moved.
那这一件事情对于约伯的打击，我们已经说过是非常的沉重。
We know the attack to Job is very, very serious thing.
但是我们可以说最沉重的打击就是他信仰上所受到的冲撞。
But the most thing he has endured is the attack of his faith.
因为在约伯这个人来说，最宝贝的就是 他对于神的信仰。
To Job, the most precious thing for him is the faith toward God.
现在呢，在这个信仰上发生了空前没有的大风暴。
And at this time, his faith really shaken by a storm.
我们知道，对于一个信仰纯正的人来说，这个打击是非同小可的。
To a man who has such a strong faith, this kind of striking is very, very severe.
对一个无神论来说，这个打击虽然重，但是还可以有解释的理由。
To somebody who doesn't believe God, they always have a reason to explain it.
他只能说我倒霉就是了。
You can say I'm unfortunate.
那么谁叫我这么倒霉呢？
Who gave me this unfortunate?
那么对于一个多神论来说，也不是很沉重的打击。
For those who is a polytheism, it's not very serious to them either.
因为他知道这个善恶之神打仗啊，这个恶神打赢了，善神打败了，所以我也倒霉了。
Because he knows that some gods fighting to each other. If one lost, then that's his loss.
那么对于约伯来说，他相信只有一位真神。
But to Job, he believed there is only one God.
并且这一个神是一切权柄最高的主宰。
And he is the highest God.
这一神是赏善罚恶的神。
And this God will give a good recompense and also evil recompense.
可是现在呢，好像神对于行善的人也不能保护。
But this God seems to be that he cannot even protect the good people.
他越好，他所受的痛苦就越大。
The better he is, the greater suffering is.
那到底这个神是慈爱的吗？
Is it indeed this God is merciful?
如果他慈爱，他为什么让我受这么大的苦？
If he is a merciful God, why he give me all this suffering?
那如果他是慈爱的，我领到的痛苦，那就表明他不是全能的。
If he is merciful and I have such a great affliction, that means he is not almighty.
所以对于这一个神来说，他不能不起一个大的问号。
So he cannot help but have a question mark.
那么再有，这个神是不是听祷告的呢？
Is God really hear our prayers?
我们晓得约伯是一个常常祷告的人。
We know Job always pray.
他也相信祷告是有用的。
He believes it is useful to pray.
我们可以说，一个人越祷告越信祷告，祷告不通的话呢，他越觉得难过。
We know when a person likes to pray, he prays a lot more. When his prayer is not answered, he feels more suffering.
我不知道你祷告有没有灰心的时候。
When you pray, do you sometimes feel discouraged?
我想好多人说我从来没有灰心过。
Maybe many will say I have never been discouraged.
好像你的信心比约伯更大。
Seems to be your faith is greater than Job's.
因为你祷告跟不祷告没有两样。
Because to you, whether you pray or not, it makes no difference.
所以神听我也无所谓，神不听也不有什么损失。
God hears my prayers, all right. If He doesn't listen to my prayers,
所以我们常常祷告，常常没有祷告也过得很舒服。
So we don't have any prayers, and we still have a good life.
那么我们听了祷告，我们也没有什么快乐。
We hear God hear our prayer. We don't feel happy either.
实在讲起来，我们是不信祷告。
Actually, we don't believe prayer.
可是约伯不是这样，他经常的祷告，也相信祷告是蒙神垂听。
Job is not like that because he constantly pray and he believes God hears our prayer.
可是现在他的祷告好像付之东流。
But he right this at moment he feels that prayer is.Going away without any answer.
我相信最难过的就是十个儿女忽然之间去世。
I think the saddest thing is his ten of his children just died all of a sudden.
祷告的最多的、最爱的，神没有垂听。
The person he prayed, he used to pray a lot, but God didn't listen to him.
来最后一次见面的机会都没有。
He didn't even have the last chance to see them.
最后一句遗言也没有留下。
Not even give him a word.
就是这样，忽然之间，所有的都去了。
They just disappeared all of a sudden.
这一些突然来的打击，实在是非常的可怕。
All this sudden striking is really fearful.
那在这样的打击之中，我们应该说约伯的为人已经非常清楚了。
Through all the striking he Job encountered, we can understand how his personality is.
啊，可是呢，撒旦不认账。
But Satan will not stop there.
你知道，一个老师要知道学生的真情啊，最好的方法就突击考试。
A teacher, if he wants to understand the student, he will give pop quiz.
这个不好的老师总要预先，我下场考试了啊。
And some of the bad teacher, he will say, next class I will give you test.
那么你好准备，所以这成绩好坏那不一定算数的。
So you prepared whether it's good or not really doesn't count.
所以你想，主耶稣也是用这个方法，要来就来了，不会预先告诉你。
So the same way the Lord Jesus gave us test all of a sudden.
对啊，但是我们看见第二次天上聚会的时候，撒旦又来了。
Second time the assembly in heaven, Satan was among them again.
那神就指着约伯来证明他的为人的尊贵和正直。
God mentioned Job to prove that he is a very upright person.
如果是我们的话呢，我们立刻说，神啊，我服你了，他真是好人呐。
If I was Satan, then I said, God, I really agree that he is indeed a perfect man.
可是撒旦完全就把从前所讲的话推翻。
But Satan, he didn't agree what he said before.
这就是撒旦的性格。
This is the nature of Satan.
就是不认账的性格。
He never admit what he promised.
撒旦这个字有这个敌对者的意思。
Satan has a meaning of resisting.
他就与神是完全敌对的。
He always resisting God.
所以就没有理由好讲。
You cannot reason with him.
你有没有看过这样的人呢？
Have you seen any person like that?
明明是对的，说不对。
Sometimes he is right, but he always say it's not right.
有时候丈夫和妻子吵架，也有人有点像撒旦。
Husband fight with his wife, they act like Satan.
那就是你讲什么都是不对。
Whatever you say is not right.
不对已经是不对了，对也是不对。
When he is not right, he still say he's right.
那这个后面你知道就有一个力量在那驱使他。
We know there is a power behind them.
你知道当初这个撒旦的要求是什么？
What's the requirement of Satan at that?
那我们来翻过来看一看。第一章第十一节。
Chapter 1, verse 11.
这是撒旦自己建议的。
That's the suggestion Satan had himself.
那他说，你且伸手毁他一切所有的，他必当面弃掉你。
He's like, if you stretch your hand and touch all he has, he will curse you in your face.
那么现在呢，他别且得着了，他可以毁灭约伯一切所有的。
He got the right to destroy all Job's head.
但是现在撒旦说什么话呢？
But now what Satan said?
我们看第二章第四节。
In chapter 2, verse 4.
撒旦回答耶和华说，人以皮代皮，情愿舍弃一切所有的，保全性命。
Satan answered the Lord, said, skin for skin, yes, all that a man has, he will give for his life.
那这是什么意思呢？
What is the meaning of?
他认为根本约伯没有受到真正的考验。
He felt that Job had never had the true testing.
现在我们连他的皮，真正的皮还没有动到。
We haven't even touched his real skin yet.
是动到他皮以外的皮。
We only touch the skin outside of the skin.
所以考验并没有临到约伯。
So the true test is not really.
那么，这一个话也表明说，约伯是一个毫无感情的人。
This word also implies that Job is a person without any feeling.
那些钱财，那一些儿女，对于他来说，有和没有。对于他的情感说没有什么波动。
Money and his children really doesn't influence him that much.
所以这一个人里面的这个情感也不受到影响。
so that his emotion is not disturbed.
所以现在要来摸他呢，他才会有反应。
Today, if you touch him another way, then he will have response.
那现在他要求什么？他要来直接来对付约伯本人。
Now he is asking another way to deal with Job.
神还是认识约伯。
But God still knows Job.
说好，我可以把约伯交在你的手中。
God said, "Okay, I will hand him over in your hand."
但是有一个条件，你不可以拿他的性命。
But there's one condition: you cannot touch his life, spare his life.
哎呀，我相信天使听到这个都吓死了。
I'm sure when angel heard this, they must be scared.
大家都要为这个约伯大大的捏一把汗。
They must have sweat for Job too.
你看这一次撒旦一拿着这个权柄呢，跟第一次的反应就不同了。
Well, Satan has this right and his response is different from the first time.
你知道第一次他拿着命令之后呢，他就下去找一个适当的机会。
The first time when he had permission, he went down and find a proper opportunity.
那就是第一章十二节。
That's chapter 1 verse 12.
那么第二次的反应呢？
The second response of Satan,
那就是第二章第七节。
Verse 7 of chapter
那他从耶和华的面前一退去呢，马上就开始行动击打约伯。
And as soon as he left God, he immediately he mocked Job.
因为在这个时候就是一个最好的机会。
Because this was the best opportunity.
并且是他等待结义的一个机会，他要对付约伯这个本人，现在有了，迫不及待，马上打击他。
And also, his opportunity he has been waiting for so long.
哎，这个约伯一在撒旦人手中，我们看见他毫无反抗，好像羔羊进入狮子的口里头一样。
When Job was handed over in the hands of Satan, he is like a lamb.Enter into the mouth of lions.
想到这个地方，我们实在要感谢神，我们的平安实在是主在那里天天赐给我们的。
When we think about this, we really want to thank God because our peace every day is given to us by God.
这个撒旦打击约伯，使他生长了一个怪病。
Satan's mock Job made him have a very peculiar sick disease.
这第二次的打击比第一次就更加的沉重。
Second attack is even more serious than the first time.
不知道大家知道约伯这个时候生了什么病啊？
Do you know what kind of disease Job had?
他的病状是什么？有没有能够把它形容一下呢？
Can you describe his symptoms?
那如果你光是看第二章第七节第八节，似乎并不是很严重的样子。
If you only read verse 7 and 8.Doesn't seem to be very serious.
我们现在可以根据约伯记的其他的地方来看一看他这个病的表现，这个症状到底怎样。
We can see from other places how his symptom was.
看完以后，希望我们学医的来给他起一个病名。
After that, I would use a medical his person give us a diagnosis.
来，你看这个第二章第七节说他全身长毒疮，从口顶到脚掌。
He has sore spots from the sore of his foot to the crown of his head.
第八节讲他全身不住的流脓。
And in verse 8, that he has a lot of pus.
所以他要住在炉灰的里面。
So that he has to sit in the ashes.
好把他的身上流出来的脓和水啊血把它吸收干净。
So that the ash will absorb all the discharge.
那他不但这样，他又痒，全身发痒。
He also is itching.
用那个痒到一个地步，用瓦片来刮身体。
So itchy that he has to take a puncture to scrape.
我们有的时候觉得痒起来很舒服的。
Sometimes we feel itching is very painful.
但是你真正痒起来比痛还要难受。
You really have itching is even worse than pain.
那么第七章第五节我们来看一看。
In chapter 7, verse 5.
第七章第五节，我的肉体与虫子和尘土为一，我的皮肤才收了口，又重新破裂。
My flesh is closed with worms and the crust of dirt. My skin hardens and runs.
所以他的肉身不住的溃烂。
And his skin is keep on in flames.
并且好多的蛆虫在他身上爬进爬出。
A lot of worms is crawling inside and out.
我们再看第七章第四节。
Chapter 7, verse 4. 我
躺卧的时候便说何时起来，黑夜就过去，我竟是反来覆去，直到天亮。
When I lie down, I say, when shall I arise? And the night continues, and I'm continually tossing until dawn.
到第七章十四节。七章十四节。
Chapter 7, verse 14.
你就用梦啊，或者十三节练习。若说我的床必安慰我，我的他必解释我的苦情，你就用梦惊和我，用异象恐吓我。
Verse 13 and 14. If I say my bed will comfort me, my couch will ease my complaint, then thou dost frighten me with dreams.
睡的白天痛苦，晚上失眠。
During the day he was suffering, at night he lost sleep.
如果睡着了，就有噩梦出现在他的梦中。
He slept and he had some bad dreams.
那第十五节，甚至我林肯越死，林肯死亡，甚是留我这一生的骨头。
So my soul would choose suffocation, death rather than my pain.
那你看他的皮肉只剩下了皮包骨。
He only has the skin and bone left.
那第九章第十八节。
Chapter 9, verse 18.
那我就是喘一口气，他都不容我，使我满心苦恼。
He will not allow me to get my breath, but saturates me with the bitterness.
那这样的呼吸都非常的困难。再看第十六章第十六节。十六章第十六节，我的脸因哭泣发紫，我的在我的眼皮上有死因。
My face is flushing from weeping, and my eyes darkened as on my eyelids.
啊，他的眼光也消失了，眼神也没有了。我们再看这个第十九章第十七节。
Chapter 19, verse 17.
我口的气味，我妻子厌恶；我的恳求，我同胞也憎嫌。
My breath is offensive to my wife, and I'm noticing to my own brothers.
他是满口臭气。
Yes, that has bad breath.
我们再看第三十章第十七节。
Chapter 30, verse 17.
三十章十七节，夜间我里面的骨头刺痛我，疼痛不止，好像啃我。
At night it tears my bones within me, and my gnawing pains take no rest.
所以除掉皮肤的溃疡之外，还有骨头的刺痛。
So besides the problem of the skin, also have pain in his bones.
那第三十章第三十节。
Chapter 30, verse 30.
我的皮肤黑而脱落，我的骨头因热烧焦。
My skin turns black on me, and my bones burn with heat.
所以在他的这个身体的体温也非常的高，那他的皮肤呢就变成啊非常的黑。
Temperature was high and skin turned black.
以至于这样一个啊人落到。被人完全不认识和讨厌的地步。我不知道这个到底是什么病。我不知道这个曾医生有没有研究出来什么病症呢？那这一个病呢，实在是非常的可怕，以至于让这个约伯这样一个坚强的人。好像婴孩一样哭泣起来。
This disease makes a strong man like Job cry like a child.
一个大丈夫在那里大大的痛哭。
Great man cries like a child.
晓得这种疾病的这种沉痛啊，沉重是多么的大。
You know how painful that disease.
那么这样子一个疾病，一直也使得啊，他的三个朋友来看他的时候，完全就认不出他来。
甚至于他的妻子也对他失去了盼望。 even his own wife lost hope in him.
那么他这个痛苦是不是单单就是肉身上的呢？
Is his pain suffering only in his physical body?
不是如此。
Not only.
这一个身体的疾病也带给他精神上的打击。
Because of the physical pain, he has also mental pain.
他因为这个病就被人赶到城外去。
Because of this disease, he was driven out of the city.
因为他是一个不洁净的，好像长大麻风的人一样。
Because he was found unclean, like the leper.
一个原来是这样被人尊崇的人，被人敬爱的人，忽然之间来一个天翻地覆的改变。
Originally, he was respected and honored by people, but now he's.
在第十二章第四节说，还有其他的地方说，许多的亲戚朋友个个都远离他。无论什么人经过他的面前，不是吐口水，就在那里羞辱他。那这样子的一种打击对一个人的心灵讲起来是比肉身的痛苦是更重的。
This kind of suffering is mental suffering more serious than physical.
我相信我们有的人生了很厉害的病，有时候有同样的感觉。
I think many of us have really great disease feel the same way.
记得从前我们一家在大陆的时候。
Remember when our family was in the time.
我们一家三个人都有病，并且都是怪病。
Three of us all have the disease and all peculiar disease.
那三个人都病已经很怪了。
Three of us got this is already strange.
并且都是很厉害的病。
Oh, very serious.
那我有肺病，加上有心脏病，都是里头的毛病。那我的儿子有骨痨病。除了肉身的痛苦之外，常常有人觉得在人面前抬不起头来。我就常常以为人家在那里用另外的眼光来看我。这个传道人怎么一家病成这么样，一定是犯罪了。
The whole family must have sinned.
那为什么会病成这么怪呢？
How come you have such a peculiar disease?
其实人家不一定有这样的感觉了，但是自己总有这种感觉，以为人家是这样子在那里看你。可是约伯呢却不同啊，人家的确是这样看他。那对于一个受尊敬惯了的人，这样子被人误会，被人侮辱，这是非常难堪的一件事。那如果在这个时间他祷告很通畅，他也不在乎。糟糕的是，这祷告也不通，一点都没有用。所以在这个心灵和精神上的打击比从前更加的沉重。那么在这样的情形之下，我们看见的反应是什么呢？
Then what is, what's his response?
我们看第二章第九节和第十节。
In chapter 2, verse 9 and 10,
约伯的妻子开始有了动摇。
His wife starts shaking in the faith.
他的妻子对他说，你仍然持守你的纯正吗？你弃掉神死了吧。约伯却对他说，你说话像愚顽的妇人一样。嗨，难道我们从神的手里得福不也受祸吗？在这一切的事上，约伯并不以口犯罪。
Then his wife said to him, do you still hold fast to integrity? Curse God and die. But he said to him, you speak like one of the foolish women speak. Shall we indeed accept good from God and not accepting adversity?
我现在问一问大家，觉得约伯太太是怎样一个姊妹，是个好姊妹，是个坏姊妹啊？
I'd like to ask you, do you think Job's wife is a good sister or bad sister?
没有人反应。 啊？呀，有说好的，有说坏的。啊，到底是好是坏呢？好的理由是什么？啊，这好啊，这在开始他没有埋怨，他没有离开约伯。啊，那坏是在哪里呢？哦，埋怨的心里没有讲
是。啊，
大家都有理由。那你问我到底是好是坏呢？我说又好又坏。你说姜母是好滑头的。不，这实在是一个又好又坏的姊妹。按人看的确是一个非常难得的好姊妹。我们晓得第一个理由是什么呢？啊，因为约伯这样的人不会娶一个不好的太太。啊，这我相信是名正言顺的。那么第二个理由，十个儿子教导不是爸爸一个人能够承担得住的。的确是夫妻两个人共同的努力才有这样的果效。第三个理由，约伯在受第一次打击的时候并不是没有打击到约伯的妻子。爱儿女的心，我相信约伯太太绝不减少约伯的本人。那钱财损失的打击，约伯太太所受到的不一定比约伯本人更轻。相反来说可能会更重。我们都知道女人对于东西的宝贝，儿女的宝贝胜过男人
了。
可是你看见在第一次的打击人道的时候，她一样毫无怨言。为什么说她不好呢？
Why I say she is not a good person?
不是由于她本身情愿。
It's not that she was willing herself.
我们晓得他劝约伯放弃是由于爱心出发。他觉得一个人这么持守纯正仍然得到这样的报应，算了吧，何必再祷告
了。
你祷告来祷告去，神都不看顾你，你还祷告什么神呢？
You have been praying so long, God didn't hear you. Why is he afraid?
并且他认为现在约伯活得这么苦，巴不得他早一天死了。他爱他，不愿意他受这么大的痛苦。
Because she loved Job, she is not willing for him to suffer.
所以他既然觉得约伯没有盼望，他要约伯想办法自己来解决
了。
神不给你解决，你自己解决问题吧。没有想到这一个肉体的爱就给魔鬼留了地步。他不知不觉所给约伯的建议就是撒旦要约伯做的事情。你看见撒旦要约伯放弃他的纯正。神知道约伯能够持守他的纯正。那现在约伯的妻子说，你仍然持守你的纯正吗？你看见打击不能够做到的事。那现在呢，她盼望她的丈夫能够做到。
Now she hopes that his husband will accomplish.
那么这个魔鬼呢，最喜欢约伯能够弃掉神。
Satan really liked for Job to forsake God.
但是这个啊，撒旦做不到。
Satan couldn't make.
那现在呢，这个魔鬼呢，可以找到一个人，让约伯最爱的人，让他来做到。
When Satan finds somebody Job loved the best, to encourage
him. 你弃掉神，死了吧。
He said, "Just curse God and die."
啊，实在是可怕的。
Terrible.
这个是约伯的太太要做一件魔鬼最想做的事吧。
His wife wants to do something Satan likes to do the most.
这是一个多么啊危险的关头。
This is a very dangerous.
但是我们知道，这不是他意识到的事情。
But we know it's not that she understood.
可是由于他肉体的情感，给了魔鬼这个地步。
Because of her weakness in flesh, she gave way to Satan.
我们看见主耶稣讲到他要上十字架的时候，彼得也有同样的经验。
Remember when Jesus was going to the cross, Peter said the same thing.
啊，他说主啊，这个是万不可临道理啊。
He said, Lord, Lord, you cannot do that.
没有想到这个彼得是神最耶稣最爱的，他现在呢要做魔鬼不知不觉要做的工作。
Peter was the one Jesus loved, but he said something that's really saying for Satan.
所以我们有的时候啊，必须要了解我们的爱是不是出于神里面的爱。
So sometimes we have to be careful whether our love is coming from God.
好多时候来一个敌人要你犯罪不大容易的。
Sometimes your enemy wants you to sin is not easy.
当一个爱你的人要你犯罪就很容易的了。
But when your loved ones want you to sin,
他一句话比人千万句话更有功效。
One word is worth more than thousand words.
我们感谢神，在这样的危险关头，约伯仍然站立得住。
Thank the Lord. At a situation like this, Job can still stand.
他没有弃绝神。
He did not curse God.
他也不妄论神。
He also not charge God foolishly.
他乃是责备他的妻子。
He blamed on his wife.
他说：“你说话像个愚顽的妇人一样。”
How can you talk like a foolish woman?
那圣经里头愚顽这个字是什么意思呢？
What means foolish?
我们来看诗篇第十四篇。
Let's read Psalm 14.
诗篇十四篇第一节。
Psalm 14 verse
1. 愚顽人心里说没有神。
The foolish man in his heart, there's no God.
那你知道在这个时间他很清楚的晓得他太太说话的这个根源是什么。
Job knows very clearly what is the root of her words.
把神忘记掉。
He forgot God.
所以你像一个愚蠢顽固的人不认识神的人一样。
He talks like a foolish doesn't know God.
他仍然持守他的纯正。
He still holds fast his integrity.
不过在这个地方他却有一个错误的判断。
But at this time, he had a mistaken judgment.
他认为他所受的苦是神打击他。
He thought that all he had suffered is from God.
我们已经讲过了，神不愿意打击他。
He had said before that God is not willing to strike him.
神虽然许可撒旦来对付他。
God gave permission for Satan to deal with him.
那是撒旦动手在他身上，而不是神动手在他身上。
Satan is the one touching, not God.
那这因为这个缘故呢，就产生他灵里头许多的问题出现了。
Because of this reason, he has some spiritual problems.
所以我想这里一个字有千万的意义在其中。
I think one word has a lot of meaning.
什么字呢？就是害。
Okay.
这个害字啊就很有意思的。英文没有的。这个英文没有翻译出来哈。对。那么这表明它里头有很多的疑问。不过他的嘴里头一句也没有讲出来。那弟兄姊妹，这是不是说约伯是假冒为善呢？
You say Job is hypocritical?
是不是没有真正的得胜呢？
Did he really won the victory?
我们知道 神并没有这样的判断。
But God didn't judge that.
神仍然认为他这个人是得胜的。
But God still count him victory.
那么在这个天翻地覆的大改变里面，他仍然站在神的一边，这就是得胜。
In all the trouble that he could still stand with God, that's his victory.
撒旦从此以后就不见
了。Satan disappeared from man.
所以从这里开始啊，我们看见约伯记没有撒旦的出现。
Since from here, we have not seen Satan anymore.
为什么不出现呢？
Why he disappeared?
因为他的方法都用尽。
Because he used all his ways.
他再出现就要认错了。
When he comes again, he has to acknowledge.
但是魔鬼是不会认错的。
God, Satan never acknowledged.
所以只有一个办法躲起来了。
啊，
这就是魔鬼的表现。
This is
那么现在我们要问了，既然是魔鬼已经失败了，为什么他还受苦呢？
We will ask if Satan failed, why Job still has to sin or to suffer?
那么在这里你要看见这里有神更大的祝福，在神允许魔鬼打击他的这一个工作上。
So when we see God allows the attack to Satan, really he wants to give him more blessing.
那么如果不是这个原因的话，现在约伯立刻就可以从苦境转回。
If it's not for this reason, then he will turn back from all his suffering.
不过每一次神允许魔鬼打击一个人，神总要赐福给他。
Every time God allows Satan to attack somebody, he always gives blessing.
并且总要让他在生命上、灵性上先要得着益处。我们来看几处圣经。我们请看这个雅各书第一章第十二节。新约雅各。第一章第十二节。雅各书第一章第十二节。忍受试探的人是有福的。因为他经过试验以后逼得生命的冠冕，这是主应许那些爱他之人的。
Blessed is the man who perseveres under trial, for once he has been approved.
神应许撒旦试探的人有个生命的冠冕。
Here he God promised thatThose who can endure the trials from Satan will receive the crown of life.
这什么意思呢？
What does
that mean? 那就是让他在生命的上面能够有长进。
It means that in his spiritual life he will grow.
让他有一个作王的生命。
He has a life of kingship.
有一个更大的荣耀的生命在他里头出现。
More glorious life.
那么第二个神允许撒旦对付他有什么恩典要给他呢？
What's the second promise God allowed to give him?
我们看哥林多后书第十二章。
Second Corinthians chapter 12.
哥林多后书第十二章。
Second Corinthians chapter
12. 第七节。
Verse 7.
或者我从第六节念起。
Second.
我就是愿意夸口也不算狂，因为我比说实话，只是我禁止不说，恐怕有人把我看高了，过于他在我身上所看见所听见的，又恐怕我因所得的启示甚大，就过于自高，所以有一根刺加在我身上，就是撒旦的差谕，要攻击我，免得我过于自高。
For if I too wish to boast, I shall not be foolish, for I shall be speaking the truth, but I refrain from it, so that no one may credit me with more than he sees in me or bears from it. And because of the surpassing greatness of the revelation, for this reason, to keep me from exalting myself, there was given me a thorn in the flesh, a messenger of Satan to buffet me, to keep me from exalting myself.
那这里看见这个撒旦的差谕是要保守一个人免于跌倒和骄傲。
So we know that the allow Satan to attack us is to give us chance not to be caught.
那这一些都是
神要坐在约伯身上，而现在还没有做到。我相信如果这个时候神就把他从苦境转回，这以后的约伯更是不得了。他没有受苦的时候已经是不得了了。你问他缺少什么？我们看见他这个约伯一定笑嘻嘻，感谢神啊，一无所求了，一无所要了。灵性要不要了？当然感谢主了，都差不多了。我实在也不知道要什么了，他好像还没有进到天堂啊，苏林大学已经毕业了，并且都已经拿到满分了。那因此受过苦之后再出来了，真是不知道天高地厚了。那实际上他怎么能够了解到神那个丰富的恩典呢？他怎么如果不谦卑，他怎么能够再去吸收这些恩典呢？所以在这里呢，正好要等待一下，并且呢还找几个人呢，不识抬举的来乱批评乱攻击他一下。这些人来啊都是好心的，越好心啊他越苦恼。讲的也不对嘛，不许下歪理，让他越听越气。